Guns. Starring Fred MacMurray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
This is one of our lesser-known beaches over on the far side of the island. How about that surf?
Boy, it's really up.
Wow.
Sure beats our sprinkler system.
This next scene should interest you, Robbie.
Hey, look at that guy shoot that curl. Is that Macaho?
No, that's Makapu.
What's a Makapu?
It's one of the best beaches in Hawaii, Bob.
Whatever happened to Waikiki?
I mean, for surfing.
Waikiki's for squares with rubber rafts, Bob.
I wouldn't exactly say that, Robbie. Take a look at these scenes.
Oh, brother.
Hey, Nate.
Do they make those things with rocking chairs?
Boy, what a beautiful place.
Well, push my hammock and call me Sweet Leilani.
Well, I'd sure like to go there sometime, Dad.
You would, huh?
Who wouldn't?
Well, that's that.
Oh, thanks. Yes,
that was
thank you
very much.
Thank you, Frank. Well, it sounds like you fellas all like Hawaii. Hmm?
Yeah, oh, it's the greatest. Kid. Oh, boy.
I'd sure like to hang 10 over at Makapu.
Hang 10?
Yeah, hang 10, Bob. That means you hang your 10 toes over the front end of a surfboard.
I see. Well, I got a cousin with 12 toes. What do you call that, hang a dozen?
Oh, boy.
Do you get to keep the coconuts or fall off the trees?
In most cases, yes. You know, I'm very pleased with your reactions. You see, we had a reason for showing you this film tonight. Your dad will explain.
Well, fellas, I have a chance to go to Hawaii for Mr. Gordon's company, and I asked him to bring these films over tonight to show you what it's like.
You mean we could go with you?
Us?
Of course, all of you.
Wow, Hawaii. Well, Dad, you didn't have to show us any film.
No.
I mean, who wouldn't want to go to Hawaii?
Right.
Now, wait a minute. I want to be absolutely fair about this. What you saw on the screen there isn't... what I mean is that it's not entirely a paradise. I mean, people do work there. They have traffic problems in certain places, and occasionally it rains, and...
Sure, we know.
Steve, you just sold us. Don't try to unsell us.
Well, Frank, I guess you were right. I didn't think they'd want to go.
Hey, we can go in together on one.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, I have $2 in the bank.
Dad, you can use it on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Dad, when do we leave?
Well, I have a few things to take care of here first. We'll leave as soon as we sell the house.
But if you don't want to move, why don't you just tell your father?
Honey, I couldn't hurt him. He had a smile on his face you could drive a truck through.
But what about us? We'll be separated.
I know. But it'll only be for a little while. I mean, I'll come back when I finish school there.
That's a whole year.
Well, we can talk to each other on the phone. I'll call every week.
From Hawaii?
Every month.
Why, do you know how much that would cost?
We'll write.
Boy, what a creepy-looking sign.
No, it isn't. I spelled everything okay.
Sure, only you want a bunch of dumb people... with maybe a bunch of girls come and stare at your bed and look at your socks and everything?
Heck no.
And what are you going to do with Tramp?
We're going to take him with us.
Yeah, and how about if they have a bunch of different kind of cats over there? And suppose Tramp catches one, and they're poison, and Tramp croaks.
Why, Ernie, I feel terrible enough without you saying all those goofy things.
Then how come you don't stay here?
I already told you.
Yeah. It must be awful to have a sensitive father.
What happens to us? I thought we were going steady.
Well, we are, Anna. But I've got to go where my dad goes.
Gonna miss a female weirdo?
I sure am. You're the only girl I know that takes lessons on a piano she built herself.
I only rebuilt it. Oh, Robbie, please don't call.
I know, I've got to. There's a law that says kids have to go with their parents.
We just found each other. You're the only boy I ever met that knew the difference between a wood lathe and a drill press. You know about pressure points and how to use epoxy glue and... Oh, you're not going to find any of those things in Hawaii.
I don't really want to go.
You don't?
Of course not. But I can't let my dad down.
Yeah. Do you mind if I give you a going away present?
Well, heck no. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't built it yet.
Stupid thing I ever heard of.
What is, Bob?
What's what?
The most stupid thing you ever heard of.
Why can't a guy just talk to himself without having everybody listen in?
Bob, I want you to tell me something truthfully.
Truthfully, I just came in here to get a couple of suitcases, and all of a sudden I'm a liar.
No, I want you to tell me if I'm right about one thing. Do I detect a certain lack of eagerness around here about going to Hawaii? Or is it just my imagination?
It's just your imagination.
You all really want to go, then, huh?
Of course we all really want to go. Unless you've changed your mind, have you?
Oh, no. Of course I haven't changed my mind.
Well, that settles it. Good night.
Good night. You want me to give you a hand with those?
No, thanks.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah?
The lady from the real estate office is coming by tomorrow with some people. I won't be able to be here, but maybe you could show them around, huh?
But I'll be down at the lodge hall.
Oh. Well, I just thought you might like to see the kind of people that move in here. After all, we have lived here a long time.
What's the difference who moves in here? A house is just a house. Good night.
Good night, Lynn. A house is just a house.
Wrong, Dad?
No, nothing's wrong, Chip. It's just that, well, I thought we ought to have a little talk.
About?
Well, about life. About living, actually. The cycle of life, I believe they call it.
Heck, I know all about that.
You do?
Yeah. After the egg hatches, it's a polywog. And pretty soon, some legs grow out, and then the tail falls off, and it's a frog.
Yes, that's right, Chip. But I'm afraid there's a little more to life than that.
Yeah, but we don't get to study about jellyfish and sharks till next semester.
All right, let's try it this way. Let's start by saying that getting married is the beginning of the life cycle. So?
Why?
Well, because we have to start somewhere.
Oh, heck, I forgot to brush my teeth.
Well, look, Chip, you can forget your teeth, will you, please? Now... suppose I got married again and you had a little brother or a little sister. That would be the beginning of the life cycle. Now, do you understand what I'm trying to say to you?
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course you may, Chip. And I'll try to answer it as factually and impersonally as I can.
Well, don't forget to tell Bob about it's okay not brushing my teeth, because he gets real sore when I don't.
Is great, though.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, I'm sorry I burned him a little, but the fire was too hot. Glad you liked the sauce.
Chip, where's Tramp?
Underneath the table.
Get that fire out, I tell you!
Well, you got it out, Bob.
Your house is just a house.
Out here all alone. Chip's helping a real estate woman sell the house to some people. What'd you get the surfboard?
I made it.
Isn't that kind of dumb for a girl to make junk?
Well, no more than for a man to cook. It's a going away present for Robbie.
You want him to go away?
Well, of course not. Just nothing much I can do about it.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they won't be able to sell the house or something.
No, I don't see why not. It's a nice house.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, kids.
Hi.
You live here?
No, sir. I'm a friend of one of the boys. He's a friend, too.
Oh. Well, you'll soon be having new friends to play with. I have four children.
Boys?
No, four lovely girls.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
He sneezed, I think. Are you going to buy the house, sir?
Looks like it. Because, don't hide. It's just about right for us. You come on over and meet the girls when we're settled.
Hey, mister.
Yes?
Are you going to move right in? Or are you going to wait until they fix it up?
Oh, we'll probably move right in as soon as they get what fixed up?
Well, just a couple of things.
What couple of things?
Well, you see that chimney and that lightning rod up there?
Oh, is that all? It shouldn't be expensive to fix up those two things.
Those are the only two things that don't need fixing. The rest of the house is real terrible.
No. Don't talk. You're pulling my leg. This house is in perfect condition. Isn't it?
Maybe I shouldn't talk about it.
That's all right. Talk. They got termites or something?
No, I was here when the termite man came, and he said there wasn't any sign of them.
That's a relief.
It was the dry rot that he was worried about.
Dry rot?
Yeah, and the rats. Hey, Thompson!
Maybe they weren't rats. Maybe they were just big mice.
Jane, please come inside and bring your checkbook.
Maybe I shouldn't have said all that stuff. They have to sell the house. And I don't want to keep you from buying it, regardless of the roof.
In a minute, Ethel. You're doing just fine, son. Nothing will keep me from buying this house. Now, what about the roof?
It's real neat. It only leaks in the attic.
Ethel, don't sign anything.
Oh, boy, how could you say things like that?
It was hard at first, but after it got started, it was real easy.
I wish you'd explain.
I will at home. Thank you very much, Miss Evans.
But I don't understand. I mean, if there's something...
Don't call us. We'll call you. You're lucky nothing happened to you.
I don't understand it.
Oh, boy, Ernie, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You really ought to.
Yeah, only Chip isn't going to Hawaii yet. And neither is Robbie.
Well, just the same.
Hey.
They aren't, are they? And Robbie doesn't really want to go. What a brain.
I just can't understand it, Miss Evans. You went over the house with me when you got the listing. It's a good house, isn't it? In good shape. Is the price all right?
Yes.
Well, then what's wrong?
I don't know, but it's happened 5 times this week, Mr. Douglas. They seem to love this house. Then... suddenly, something happens to make them change their minds.
Well, it's very discouraging. I can't very well go to Hawaii with this house hanging over us.
Oh, I'm showing it to another couple tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and I believe they're the best prospects we've had.
4 o'clock? Well, the rest of the family will be at the dentist, then I guess I'll have to be here myself.
Good. You can answer questions about the construction.
Yeah. Why don't I meet you at your office about 3:45?
Fine. And, Mr. Douglas, don't you worry. I have a feeling tomorrow is the day we're going to sell this house.
Oh, I hope you're right, Miss Evans.
I'll write you all the time, Ernie. And you'll have the neatest collection of Hawaiian stamps in the whole school.
Yeah.
Boy, I just want you to know there's only one reason I'd ever do a thing like this.
Yeah, well, if you don't do it, Robbie's lover will disappear to Hawaii, and you'll never see him again.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Bob always leaves the back door open. Come on.
Of course, it isn't a new house. Well, as they say, they just don't build them like this anymore.
Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful. I hope I haven't just kicked the price up by admitting it, but it's exactly what we're looking for.
Well, that's great.
Yes, it is on the outside, anyway.
I'm sure you like it on the inside, too, Mr. Parker. That's just the number of bedrooms you want. And, well, it's been a very comfortable house to live in. And if I do say so myself, we've kept it up. It's in fine repair. Things that went wrong were fixed immediately, so the house is in very good shape.
Darling, I've a hunch this is it.
I have so many keys here, I can't seem to find the right key.
Maybe I should show them the outside of the house first.
Yes, that might be a good idea, Miss Evans. No, wait a minute. Here, I've got... There we are. Come in, everybody. Miss Evans, why don't you show them the living room? It's right there on the left.
Isn't it lovely?
Oh, what a nice big room.
Oh, yeah. Look at the fireplace, honey. Is it practical, Douglas?
Oh, yes, it's very practical. It draws very well.
It's such a cozy room.
Look at the big bay windows.
Miss Evans, why don't you show the folks upstairs?
Oh, yes. Wouldn't you like to see the bedrooms?
Yes.
I'd like to see if there's enough closet space. Come on, Ralph.
Sure, honey. Uh-huh. Very good, very good. You coming, Douglas?
Yes, I'll be right along. I want to show you around.
Yes, you're right. Look at the wood in that banister.
Yes.
They don't make them like that anymore, do they?
No, they certainly don't.
Douglas, you coming up?
Yes, I'll be right along. Why don't you look around there? I'll be up in just a minute.
Mr. Douglas, they're practically sold.
Oh, good.
Mr. Douglas, what's the matter with that door?
Well, I like it, Douglas. Florence here is a bug on redecorating and painting and whatnot, and I always say you have to have something solid to start from. And boy, this house is solid.
Well, now would you like to see the kitchen?
You're right about one thing, Mr. Douglas. They sure don't build houses like this anymore. Come on, honey.
Douglas, we'll have this fixed good as new. I promise.
Ina, I appreciate your coming back to confess, but tell me, why did you do it?
Well, I didn't want Robbie to go to Hawaii.
Dad, she's kind of gone on me.
Well, thanks for that modest appraisal.
Say, Ina, are you the one who touted all the other people off the sale?
Oh, no, not all of them. Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
Now, wait a minute. She's protecting someone.
Hey. Look what I found lurking in the bushes. Will you hear this? Now speak up, Jimmy Valentine.
I goofed up everything so Chip wouldn't have to go to Hawaii, Mr. Douglas.
Ernie, it seems to me you and Ina went to an awful lot of trouble to keep people from doing something they want to do.
Chip doesn't want to go, Mr. Douglas.
He doesn't.
And neither does Robbie.
Ernie!
Well, Bob?
Maybe I better get some chow ready.
No, wait a minute. How do you feel about this?
About chow? Well, you know me, Steve. I'm always hungry.
Mike, how about you?
Well, Dad, when you said something about going to Hawaii, we all thought you meant for a trip, a vacation.
Oh.
Dad, we wouldn't want to live any other place but here.
You know something? I don't either. But I think it might be a good idea from now on if we did a little more communicating around here. Hello, Frank. This is Steve. Look, Frank, I'm not going to be able to take that job in Hawaii. Well, it's just one of those things. I thought the family wanted to go, and they thought I wanted to go, and so...
All right. Who's the wise guy that booby-trapped my stove?
Oh, my gosh, Ernie, we forgot the stove.
Oh, it's you, huh? Why would it take you? Get up. Get up.
The stove just blew up, Frank. Well, I'll tell you all about it when I come in tomorrow. Look, I might be in a little late. I have a few things to do around here. Bye.
Coming up later, we'll award you an Oscar and a Tony in an Emmy-winning show, The Odd Couple. Catch back-to-back episodes starting at noon, 9 Pacific, right here on TV Land, the Rewatchability Network.